Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Black women athletes, black both men, slow joke.
and Jackie Joyner. What's terrific in track and field, the best black women that ever
did it. Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Now, to honor America, the Suns ask that you please rise and please remove your hat as we present the singing of our national anthem, performed for you this evening by Athena Kreese.
Bye. Chairman of Annapolis, Maryland, and the great aircraft carriers to the seven seas. Next, we have the honor guard for the President of the United States.
Thank you.
American Civil War. Famous song back in 1867. I was Julia Warhol of the United States Air Force musical band. As we go on, we are in Iraq and Afghanistan today. Our brothers and sisters still fighting in the Middle East. We have support, even though we might disagree with the war, we must support our brothers and sisters overseas, in Japan, in Korea, Latin America, all over the world. Seven fleet. Move on to the next song. And I like this because Brother Ray did it right. Ray Jones, America, beautiful.
Thank you.
Barrett of the Green Berets. These men, these boys. reason for their protest. And that's America. Without that, we wouldn't be America. Let's start with Jackie the Janin. And with the world.
I don't know what I believe. coming by now. Police motorcycles. Just had a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. A presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy in pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade. Seeing the phone, it looks as though they're going to park on the hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed. Send me a message that we've been here too long already. So, my thanks to all of you, and I'm on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Briefly, Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun.
His hand is frozen. Take a hold of his thumb and crank it if you have to. Get it stuck. All right. Pass it, Rafer. Get it. Get the gun, Rafer. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. To be remembered simply as a good and decent man. Saw wrong and tried to right it. Saw suffering and tried to heal it. Saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today, pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
Free pain, The Dawn Guard, bring the boys home.
Thank you.
1985. Yay. 50% approval rate after 1986. It dropped to 38%, and he had to say, I am the regular president of the United States. And we have Richard Milhouse Nixon as our next president of the United States. A divided country, divided world. Move on with Edwin Starr and his favorite song, War.
Thank you.
Correction.
Republicans. Maybe you can vote for it, but then your battle station, for there'll be no need for voting in future generations. Who's crazy enough to risk annihilation? The buttons are there to ensure negotiations. So don't be afraid, boy, it's our only salvation. So over and over again, you keep saying it's the end. But I say you're wrong, we're just on the dawn of correction. Marches won't bring integration, but look what it's done for the voter registration. Be thankful our country allows demonstrations instead of condemning, make some recommendations. I don't understand the cause of your aggravation. You mean to tell me, boy, it's not a better situation? In your evaluation, what about the things that deserve commendation? Where there once was no cure, there vaccination. Where there once was a desert, there vegetation. Self-government's replacing colonization. What about the Peace Corps organization? Don't forget the work of the United Nations.
And now, a melody of United States Armed Forces. Thank you. of our borders. I'm our enemy.
Now we got the spirit that can never give in, with a heart that pumps stronger than 10 average men. It's something within, I was born to win. You can't hold me down, I'm a black champion. We had to fight for equal rights, on and off the court, and at the turn of the century, dominated sports for the love of the game. Endured the pain, and forced through segregation, had to make a change. That confidence, first black man to get a deal, in the major league, knocking home runs out the field. Let the whole league in RBIs and steals.
Of a black athlete, the fill of victory, the agony of the deep.